New Orleans-based Premium Parking's digital management platform covers on-street, public lots, and parking garages throughout the 39-block downtown area.
It's a great opportunity for us to show what sort of modern approach to parking management can do for a municipality, both on-street and off-street, to make parking simpler and more efficient.
Ben Montgomery is company president and adds that the future of parking in urban areas will be a mixture of ways aimed at making it faster and less frustrating for the parker.
One thing we do realize in our industry is that everybody's in a different spot, I guess, along the adoption curve. And so you still need to offer what we call sort of old school ways for paying for parking. But we also want to offer really, really seamless ways for those people that are willing to engage with the technology.
For the Downtown Improvement Board, the issue was how to improve the parking experience. CEO Kurt Morse says that involves helping visitors find the parking they need at an affordable price.
We connect all of those dots in a very formalized, systematic way. So we actually consulted with Premium Parking Solutions, and they came to us and said, look, we can bring together a team of people, we can analyze the current status of parking, and we can make some recommendations on how you can improve that.
When Premium looked at the system, it found that the DIB had an opportunity to enhance parking management. So Morse says a request for proposal was produced and Premium selected with a three-year contract.
A lot of times we look anecdotally at things and we say, gosh, there's such a parking problem in Pensacola. But really, what we're seeing are symptoms of growth, private investment going on with apartment complexes and office buildings.
The truth of the matter, contends Morse, is that what appears to be a parking problem is actually a walking problem.
People want to park exactly in front of where they want to be, and that's not the reality in an urbanized core. So really, we needed to understand a little bit more about consumer behavior, and that's what Premium began doing, looking at the entire parking system and then trying to modernize it.
Instead of tailoring a parking management system exclusively to downtown Pensacola, the plan contains elements which are an aggregation of Premium's experiences in the other markets that they serve.
They manage the cruise terminal in Mobile. Now, while we don't have that here, they certainly can bring that experience together because we do a lot of special events downtown. We do have parking garages and surface parking lots. So they're really bringing all of that intuitive nature of that industry together to maximize it here.
The basis of the new parking system is Premium's Glide Parks. The Parks, P-A-R-C-S, is an acronym for Parking Access and Revenue Control. Premium's Ben Montgomery says it's in place at the Jefferson Street Garage and has eliminated the need for entry and exit gates.
By going into a prepay license plate-based system, you eliminate the queuing and the problems that arise from a mechanical system with gate arms. Oftentimes, quite a few people backed up. Well, that's not going to happen anymore, whether you have hundreds of cars flowing out at once or whether you have 10 cars.
The parking system will not be run by absentee ownership. A Premium office has opened on Palafox Street, as is the case in 11 other cities, and will serve both Pensacola and Mobile.
We think that parking is very much a local industry in the sense that you've got to really understand the individual cities and the annual ebbs and flows of people into the downtown areas and all the events and stakeholders.
There's plenty of room to grow the system, and the DIB's Kurt Morse says look for some dramatic changes over the next 60 to 90 days.
Our board of directors will approve the acquisition of more new equipment and the upgrade of existing equipment on streets so that we can really make that experience contemporary for everyone.
Also changing are the hours for paying to park on street. On March 1st, monitored parking on streets ended at 5 or 6 p.m., depending on area. Now the hours are 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. across downtown. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.